Good news for everybody who likes to walk down the street cackling to yourself. From now on, you'll be able to hear our show at your convenience through our new podcast. That, of course, is an audio file delivered every week to your computer and thus to your MP3 audio player. Simply visit our website, npr.org. Click on NPR Podcast to learn how to subscribe to the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me podcast. Okay, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, the administration says its domestic surveillance programs are all aimed at confirmed enemies of our way of life. Well, this week, thanks to a lawsuit, we found out that the Department of Homeland Security has been keeping a very, very close watch on a group of what kind of evildoers?
That would be Oprah's book club. I'm wrong?
No, sadly.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to need a hint.
Yes. Well, you know, if they take away our meat and dairy, the terrorists truly will have won.
They've been, like, wiretapping the Piggly Wiggly? Take away our meat and dairy? What, vegans?
Yes.
Really?
Vegans. Yes.
Wow.
According to documents uncovered by the Georgia ACLU, the Federal Department of Homeland Security...
Good thing, too.
Anyway, the Federal Department of Homeland Security sent an undercover agent to monitor a group of vegans who were protesting, and this is true, at a honey-baked ham store on the Buford Highway in DeKalb, Georgia. A 22-year-old vegan named Caitlin Childs, presumably one of those scary, evil 22-year-old girl vegans, came up to the unmarked police car where the agent was in and wrote down the license number on a piece of paper. She was promptly arrested. When asked why it was illegal to write down a license plate number, which was in full view of anybody, the police said that Ms. Childs was, quote, hostile, uncooperative, and boisterous, unquote.
She's just having a tofu high.
Yeah. But how are vegans a threat to our way of life?
They're a threat to their own way of life, I think. That I understand.
Well, Peter, they're different.
Yeah.
You see?
And we can't have that.
Nope.
No. Sue, this week President Bush has been talking a lot about former President Clinton, but instead of criticizing his predecessor, he is calling him what?
That's no sleazeball. He's my brother.
Exactly right. His brother. It's become President Bush's best long-running gag. He even referenced the relationship in the State of the Union address. He said, quote, this year, the first of about 78 million baby boomers turned 60, including two of my dad's favorite people, me and President Clinton. This quip drew a stony glare from Senator Hillary and a wink and a nod from the former president, who is enjoying his new role as Jenna and Barbara's creepy Uncle Bill.